I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new episode of the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast right after this.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal.
Hi, folks. I'm Dom Flemings from WUNC's American Songster Radio podcast. We've got a new season out now that explores the rich but often forgotten history of black cowboys.
Born a slave down in...
There's live music and conversation with my friend Jeff Place from Smithsonian Folkways Recordings.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good, man.
American Songster Radio podcast. Available now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Eric Hodge. On today's episode, Grammy winner Dom Flemings joins us to talk through a bluegrass and old-time favorite called Shady Grove. It's a song well known in the mountains.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Oh, Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say.
Well, I mean, Shady Grove is synonymous with North Carolina. I mean, I think about Doc Watson when I think of Shady Grove. I also think about any of the old-time versions of this song as all being associated with North Carolina. And rarely do I think of Shady Grove outside of that context.
I wish I had a big fine horse and the corn to feed him on, and Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
The version Dom chose for a deep listen is by Taj Mahal. Dom met Taj Mahal through the Music Maker Relief Foundation back when the Carolina Chocolate Drops were just getting started.
Taj Mahal has been kind of my guiding spirit in my own journey through North Carolina music. So Taj is always, to me, synonymous with a bigger story of North Carolina, even though he has roots in North Carolina, isn't originally from North Carolina. He's been a guiding spirit for so many people to understand old-time music, and especially African-American vernacular music within the bigger context of, say, old-time music. I even know when the first time I called Taj on the phone, he was just so happy because for him, he felt like he was the only guy that was really pushing the African and African-American banjo out there for so long that when he met me and then subsequently later the group, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, that I formed with Renan and Justin, he was just so glad to see that there were others that wanted to embrace it and share it. And so that's a big part of it. Taj Mahal's version of Shady Grove is almost like an evocation where the melody is implied and Taj is touching upon it at first, but by the time we get deep into this groove, they go way beyond just a Shady Grove like you would hear from Doc Watson. So this version of Shady Grove comes from a session from December 1973 that he did at the Sea Saint Recording Studios in New Orleans, and this was produced by Alan Toussaint. It's electric guitar, electric bass, and five-string banjo, and Taj singing on it. And it seems like it would be a slightly unlikely or odd combination, or that the groove might not even come together. It almost seems at the beginning like Taj is driving it, and it's working for what he's doing, but you can tell the guys are waiting and listening.
My sweet shady.
This is a 9.5 minute track altogether, but when he gets about 2.5 minutes into it, they crank into this groove. The bass player comes in with this boom, 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 which is, as someone who plays banjo, a lot of times I don't like working with a bass player because they're used to doing 1-2, 1-2, which breaks up everything that the banjo does. But if you get into the real funky groove and you get into that sort of like polyphonic rhythm right in the back, you can get into some beautiful, beautiful accentuations of the, I guess, the five-string banjo's constellations of notes. Being a big fan of just the song itself, when I got to hear this different evocation, it just it took me to a whole other place. And that's always nice with music, you know, whether it's... I've now gotten past thinking about music as authentic a lot of times. I think of music as compelling. If a recording's compelling to me, I don't have to stay with very strict rules about what can be compelling. I just know that when I hear it, it strikes me in some way or another. But hearing this version of Shady Grove and it being so different than the normal way I hear it, I appreciate it for that. And of course, Taj Mahal for his artistry. This is one where Taj gets into the groove, and then the electric guitar player is kind of throwing in some cool licks here and there, just some little greasy parts, and then all of a sudden he hits a solo, and it takes it into this whole Afro-pop, Afro-Latin sort of texture, which is just really beautiful and fascinating. Taj is a very unique type of banjo player because he doesn't do just the straight traditional style of playing, but he references back, but then brings in these other aspects of what he learned from his broader cultural knowledge and context, as well as the experiences he had with people like, you know, Taj helped break Bob Marley into the music industry. He hung out with Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel. There's a great picture of he and Mississippi John Hurt at the Newport Folk Festival when Taj was a very young man. And the list goes on and on and on. He told me one story about hanging out with Stevie Wonder, and that Stevie called him up one day and had this idea for Taj, which ended up being Tonto, the big keyboard. So anyway, like Taj has been everywhere. So his banjo style is everywhere as well. So, but this is a perfect example of Taj in a very different mode than you might hear him in the final product.
Oh, Shady Grove, my own true love. I'm going to visit my Uncle Abdul, who live uptown in Harlem. Oh,
Taj Mahal's version of the bluegrass standard Shady Grove is one of the songs from North Carolina that Dom Flemons loves. Dom is a founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops and now tours the world as a songster and solo performer. His most recent record on Smithsonian Folkways, Black Cowboys, was nominated for a Grammy for Best Folk Album. Dom and Taj Mahal both serve on boards of the Hillsboro-based Music Maker Relief Foundation. The Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. There are more episodes in the series at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, NPRMusic.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, Jacob Sharp from the band Mipso talks us through a deep listen to the song Black Flower Blooming by the Dead Tongues.
And in the Dead Tongues is that you could pick any song on his record and it would be similarly, or on any of his records, and they would be one of the best songs you've heard in a while. This one I went to, I think, specifically because of kind of the challenge of this podcast, thinking about North Carolina, and currently and for the last couple of years, you know, I've been thinking about North Carolina as a state of great.
Got away out and climbed the highest mountaintop. Thought about walking down, then took the jumping off. Grew some wings and flew away with ketamine. Looking back to her, those days are like a bad.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.